B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
She actually gave me a good advice one time when she told me, don't worry about being perfect. Don't stress the perfection. Just tell your story.
There's Nancy Wilson talking about the advice her sister gave her when it comes to singing as she drops her new solo record, You and Me, this coming Friday. We talk all about the record, how it's her first solo record. We talk about some of the covers, as well as one she did with Sammy Hagar and the song she dedicated to Eddie Van Halen. What did Sammy Hagar think about it?
He texted me, and we texted a lot about Eddie because, yeah, of course, he was in Van Halen. They had some of their biggest hits with Sammy singing.
Then it's musician 0936. I'm not sure if I should call him a rapper, a rocker. He describes his music.
It is all over the place. It's hard rock, metal, electronic, rap, trap music.
He's collaborated with tons of bands, including Travis Barker and Theory of a Dead Man. And he brought up something on the show which, in all my years of interviewing, no rock stars ever brought up before.
It's not going to be the answer you want, but...
As he answers, what gets his adrenaline pumping? It's Nancy Wilson and 036 today on Talkin' Rock.
This is Talkin' Rock. Talkin' Rock. Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Man, are things kind of getting back to normal? Starting to ramp up just a little bit? Hey, it's Meltdown back here for another edition of Talkin' Rock. Talked with Zach Wilde yesterday, which was entertaining to say the least. Zach is always fun to talk to, so if you get a chance to go back and check that one out. Of course, subscribe, share with your buddies, the whole thing. But today we've got two different artists from two different genres, two different eras. Actually, Nancy Wilson, of course, made her biggest hay in the 70s and 80s with Heart. And now she's back with a solo record called You and Me, which drops this coming Friday as I record this, Friday, February 7th, right? Is that the Friday? Anyways, so we'll talk to Nancy coming up first. Then it's 036. This guy's got a really interesting past. He's super young. I think he's, what, 23, something like that. He did that song Strangers, the guys from Theory of a Dead Man. We talked a little bit about that. And some other artists he talks about, like, you know, Travis Barker and different things. So we'll talk to 0936 coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk to Nancy and see what we can do as she makes her return visit to Talkin' Rock.
Hey, Meltdown. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's been a minute. We talked a few months ago. Now the record's... finally, just about come to fruition here. It's just you and me to talk about it. So, how excited are you about the album dropping this coming Friday?
I'm very excited. It's been really well received so far. Everybody's, you know, excited about different songs on there, and I think it's looking really good for, you know, fulfilling the purpose of being my first ever solo album from a studio perspective. Yeah. And I like how people are liking it, and I feel really good about it. I just feel proud of it. I'm happy that it's out on Friday. I'm actually really excited the fact that, not even having planned it this way, but Mother's Day is coming up, and the song You and Me is so perfect for Mother's Day. So there's a lot of cool things about how it's going, and, you know, and I'm... can't wait to do more music.
Yeah, and you were talking about Mother's Day. You know, I was just talking with Zach Wilde yesterday, and of course, he's got the box set out, another perfect Mother's Day gift for mom, but this one is too. But yeah, you're doing FaceTime calls with a mom, a winner coming up this weekend, and all sorts of stuff. But so you got this first solo record, like you said. So what are, I mean, there's got to be some fear and challenges that go into this, isn't there?
Oh, definitely a lot of challenge for me to kind of screw up my courage enough to be the singer, you know, because I used to have trouble trying not to compare myself to my sister's voice because her voice is so incredible. But then she actually gave me a good advice one time when she told me, don't worry about being perfect. Don't stress the perfection. Just tell your story. And that's kind of how I approached it on this album. I found myself remembering what she told me, and as a singer, just tell the story. You know, don't sweat the big stuff. Just tell your story. And I got really comfortable being the singer on this one. And being a writer was a little daunting in a way because I, I've only written for heart mainly, or instrumental for score music for film mainly. So I had to really, you know, go back to my self before I joined heart, kind of girl, college girl self, you know, who before I joined, I was going to join, always going to join, but I took a couple of classes first at university, like in creative writing and some music theory and some literature classes. And so I wanted to bring that toolkit into the band when I finally joined the band. And so I kind of went back to that same toolkit a little bit for this album, because it was not the assignment to write for heart for a change. It was the assignment to write for myself. So I thought that was really uplifting and inspiring to do it. And I finally have a studio of my own to do it in, where it's just not going to disturb the household at all. So anyway, it all came together really serendipity for me.
Now, you just mentioned your sister, and my brother's in, he's a big music guy, too, and he listens to my podcast and stuff. And there's always a little thing in the back of my mind that says, I wonder what my brother thinks about this. So were you thinking about that when you were writing the record? Like, maybe what would your sister think about this? You said that you used some of her advice, but what about her thoughts on maybe giving you some, you know, kudos?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I put out The Rising, she texted me and she said, oh, that's great version of that song. And I'm not sure what else she's heard so far, but I hope she likes it. I think she will, because, you know, she's been doing some pretty great stuff on her own solo stuff as well. So she's been doing kind of a similar, you know, project on her own. And I think it's good for both of us to be doing things on our own for right now, because we for one thing, we can. And for another thing, she's way over in Florida. She moved to Florida. And we can't really be in the same room anyway with each other, you know. But I think when we go out on the next Heart Tour in 2022, that's going to be a victorious reunion. And maybe some of our new songs that each of us have done might end up in that Heart set.
Yeah, there you go. And you talked about the Rise, and there's a couple other covers on this as well, with Pearl Jam's Daughter, then that song Dreams as well. Did you cover a bunch of other songs that maybe didn't make the record?
I've covered The Rising, The Boxer.
Oh, The Boxer, that's right. Yeah, The Boxer, yeah.
And Dreams by The Cranberries, and Daughter by PJ, Pearl Jam. Daughter was originally recorded pre-solo album, pre-shutdown, in Austin for this other film project. It's a movie called I Am All Girls that's coming out May 14th.
Okay.
And I got to put it on my album too, so that was already recorded. But it's a really inspirational, powerful film about actually human trafficking. So for me to be through a female's perspective to sing a song like Daughter, you know, it's very powerful. And I think it's going to work great in the film. And then as far as The Boxer, I've been singing that for the whole last Heart Tour, and everybody sings along in the chorus because all you have to know is lie, lie, lie.
That's right.
So, but I asked Sammy Hagar to sing with me on that because he was a boxer, and he wanted to do something unusual that nobody would expect. And it really came out cool. It came out like a new, you know, updated way of hearing that song.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say with Sammy and stuff. Yeah, that song is cool. I just listened to it just a little while ago, but I only got a few minutes, sorry. So I just want to get a couple more things in here real fast, one of which is with Sammy. Of course, you played him that piece, I'm sure, the tribute to Eddie Van Halen. What was his thoughts about that?
Oh, he texted me. I sent it to him, and we texted a lot about Eddie because, yeah, of course, he was in Van Halen. They had some of their biggest hits was with Sammy singing, many of them. But, yeah, he was, you know, really, he was sad. I was sad, and we shared our sadness over that together. And he really loved the song when he heard it. And, you know, he really appreciated, like, the gesture of sending something up to, Eddie, you know, like a beautiful tribute to Eddie. And so does Eddie's son and his ex-wife, Valerie and Wolfie. They both really liked it on Instagram and stuff like that.
That's cool. So, well, the new record drops, You and Me, this coming Friday. And I have to ask you, I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, but I want you to rank the big four Seattle bands. So here's mine. Okay. Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Nirvana. So what are your big four Seattle bands as far as that grunge era is concerned?
Yeah, it's Nirvana, it's Alice in Chains, it's Soundgarden, and it's Pearl Jam.
In that order.
Those are the pillars of rock from Seattle.
All right.
In any order.
I'm sorry, you kind of cut out. What did you just say?
In any order, that works for me.
In any order. Okay, I see how you're going to play that game. All right. That's so cool. I was listening, you know, we talked about this before, but just, you know, growing up in that area, and then, you know, you guys being like really pillars from that from the rock scene there, and then having those guys come up underneath you. And Chris Cornell was just astounded the first time he met you. I think you told me that he was a little starstruck when he met you for the first time.
Yeah. And I thought he was being like stuck up.
Right.
But he was just struck. And when he did the induction speech at the Hall of Fame ceremony, it was amazing what he said. And that's when I actually finally realized that he was kind of a starstruck guy, not a stuck-up guy. You know, whenever we were hanging out at parties with him and everything, he was just kind of shy and quiet. So I was really happy to know that about him.
Yeah, it's so weird to think that, let's see, Eddie Vedder is the last man standing as far as the vocalist from those big four right there.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, Eddie's really a great singer. He's done nothing as a singer but get better and better and better. Every time I see those guys, they're all better. The band has improved. I mean, I saw them when they were called Mookie Blaylock, so I would know the difference.
That is true. Well, Nancy, always a pleasure to talk to you. You and Me comes out this week, and it's a great tribute to moms everywhere, and of course your mom as well. And good luck with everything moving forward here, and maybe we'll see you on a stage somewhere soon.
Somewhere soon, I know it's going to roll out to the real thing soon.
Yeah, all right, Nancy. Well, thank you so much for the time. Good luck.
Hey, thanks so much. Take care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Then it's time for 0936, like I talked about with Zach Wild yesterday. I did this on Zoom, so you can watch the whole thing at WRIF.com in the RIF TV section. You can check that out. It's about a mid-page or so, but you can watch all these interviews. It's so much fun to do these things via Zoom. I'm going to forewarn you right now, he does a little bit of acoustic jamming. So heads up on that as we'll talk with 0936. Of course, I have to ask him, you know, being that he's from Philadelphia, what's the greatest rock band to come out of Philly? We all know what the answer is. We'll see what he says. Coming up here in just a few minutes, 0936 on Talkin' Rock. It's funny, I texted the guys from Theory of a Dead Man the other day, and I'm like, hey, tell me something about 0936. And, you know, they said, oh, yeah, he sang on one of our songs.
But, they're both really cool dudes. I've learned that most of the people in this scene are very nice guys.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't met anybody that I'm like, that guy sucks. Not yet. I'm sure I will, but not yet.
No, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that because you're 100% true. You know, Howard's one of the best as well, who we just talked to here just a few seconds ago. But, yeah, this business is full of great people like that. And, of course, all those bands from Canada. How do you get hooked up with the guys from Theory of a Dead Man, by the way?
I have no idea. My manager texted me, and they were like, hey, would you want to do a feature on a Theory of a Dead Man song? They were curious if you would do it. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then they were like, they said you can – like add all of your elements to it. It's already a song that's out, but they're gonna re-release a version with you, and they're like, you can put heavier guitars on it, you can do like all the rap and trap drums on it. They're totally into whatever you want to do. So we send it back and they're like, this is awesome. I was kind of nervous because I was just doing what I normally do but on their record, and they were super into it. So
Well, speaking of doing what you do, so for somebody that doesn't know what you do, describe what exactly you do, because it's a little bit all over the place.
It is all over the place. It's hard rock, metal, electronic, rap, trap music. It's a good blend. I want to get a name. Someone called it progressive metal, but I felt like that was a bad choice of words to some people. It was great to me. I enjoyed the term progressive metal, but I think when people think of progressive metal, they're like, yo, this dude's shredding every pentatonic scale in a row. It's like, that's not the vibe. So
now you're a pretty young guy. You're just kind of starting out and stuff. So I read a little bit about your history and stuff, that your dad played a big part in your musical influence, and that, you know, Slipknot and stuff. Have you ever had a chance to meet Corey Taylor?
No, I sent him a song though, 2 months ago. And he was like, he told his manager, he's like, hey, I like this song. I'm going on tour. Like, I can't get on it right now. Cause he's doing that like acoustic thing.
Yeah.
In a couple weeks. And he just did a bunch of features, and that album that he dropped just had a bunch of features. But I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it one way or another. I DM'd Sid in December, and he hit me back yesterday. And he was like, I was like, hey, we should work on something. I don't know. I was just taking a shot in the dark, because he has all those like cool like electronic synths and like those like dark wave synth sounds that he adds to a lot of Slipknot stuff. So I just hit him up, and I was like, yo, we should work on something. And he hit me back yesterday. That was in December. He hit me back yesterday. He's like, we got nothing.
How could he even find that on his DMs?
He has half a million followers, and he's like answering me 5 months later, like, yeah, bro, for sure. What's up? What are you thinking?
Hey, that's cool that they're at least responding, right?
Yeah, he at least. I'll try my hand at everybody else next.
Yeah. Now, you're from the Philadelphia area?
Yeah.
Okay, now I ask everybody from the area from Philadelphia, what's the greatest rock band ever come out of Philadelphia? There's only one right answer, by the way.
I'm not going to answer this then. I can't answer. I'm not about to get banned from the station.
It's Cinderella. Everyone knows that.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. All right, that's good. That's good enough for me. That would have been in my top at least five guesses.
Yeah, right. There you go. After the Hooters and whatever else comes out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, who else is like a heavy, who's in like a metal band?
There's some from the mid-state, like, you know, Hailstorm and whatnot, but
I just say Hailstorm and I think the one dude from Crown the Empire is from around here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I could be wrong. I could be completely lying to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that might be a wrong fact. Don't put that out in the world.
All right. We'll edit this in post. So let me ask you about this, that we're here in Detroit and stuff. And of course, you know, it's there's a lot of music that's come out of Detroit. What kind of Detroit influences play on you? I mean, obviously, you have to be an Eminem fan, right?
He's cool. Yeah, I didn't really listen to him much growing up. I was listening to, because when I was like, when I was like 10, it was like you could either listen to Lil Wayne or Eminem.
Okay.
Like you weren't allowed to listen to both. So we would always get into arguments who was better. And at the time, the Lil Wayne was the first rap CD I had. So I was like, nah, it gotta be Lil Wayne. So that was my main rap influence. And then Meek Mill also right like at the same exact time. But Eminem is great. His first like three albums are like incredible. Detroit influences as of late, I Prevail is awesome. I love those guys, and they're great dudes too. I really like them a lot.
Yeah, Eric and those guys are super nice, and man, I can't wait to hear some new stuff from those guys. So what do you got going on for the rest of this year? Can you say, do you know anything? Or
I do know, I have an Adrenaline remix coming out with a very heavy band. So it sounds a lot different, but it's cool. I'm very excited about that. Couple singles coming out. One of the biggest rappers that's out right now is on one of my upcoming singles. We have just a couple singles that I want to release, and then we're going to be going on tour, obviously, at the end of this year, if everything goes right. Hope to just get a third EP out by then. It's kind of just working on songs right now. I'm going to go record. I'm all vaccinated, and I'm going to go out to LA and record for a month, make a bunch of new stuff, and I got my microchip, so I'm good to go.
You're all chipped up, right? So so let me get this straight. So you say one of the heaviest bands around and one of the biggest rappers. Anyone else you're working with that you can say? Or are you working with a lot of people right now?
Yeah. I don't really do many feature things. Like we had the Hollywood Undead thing and the Clever and Travis Barker thing. But we don't really do many features. I'm going to keep writing songs with my friend Grandson. We write a lot of songs together. And I always enjoy how they come out. Leave the Light On, Take Me Instead, Fall Down. Those are three of my songs. And then we have a song together on his acoustic project. So I'm just going to go out, make some more stuff, try and get in with a couple producers. And I don't know, hopefully, by September, if touring is actually happening, I'm going to try and get another EP out.
Now, what's the deal with working with Travis? Tell me about that.
That was the most different one. So we had the song done. We made the song on Zoom. It was the first Zoom session I did. I made it with my producer who I lived with and our friend Keith Barham. And we made the song, and my manager sent it to Travis's manager, and he was like, hey, you think Travis would be interested in this? And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll send it to him. We didn't hear anything back. And then, like, 3 days later, Travis DM'd me on Instagram. He was like, yo, bro, have you heard it? And I was like, bro, no, I heard what? No, I have not heard it. Like, please send it to me. Like, please. And so that was really all I got to do. But he did hit me up, and he was like, yo, I really like the song. And I did that. He was like, I did it on – he said I mic'd it up in a garage or something. He was like, I just really wanted to do it. So that was cool, but I didn't get to meet him because of the whole thing. And I think he was filming that MGK movie. So it was just a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with him for sure. So, you know, talk about that too, because you're at the beginning of your career. Now all of a sudden you got a lockdown. So what do you do?
Well, I like I said, I lived with my producer, which was very, very, very helpful. When we got into lockdown, because we were just like, well, we got to do what we do then.
Right.
And that's make songs. So, I don't know. It was funny. I was just saying, the only two songs that were supposed to be on the last EP was The End and Adrenaline. Those mm-hmm. are the only two songs that are on the EP that were supposed to be. Every other song on there is new, like we made during lockdown time. Adrenaline is almost 3 years old, and we made The End in February of last year. But besides that, the whole EP was done. We were about to go on tour. We were going to put out an EP. And then everything got locked down, so we just made a whole new EP.
So, I mean, you know, looking back on it, I mean, was it good to be locked down, maybe work on some new music, or kind of a blessing in disguise, kind of, sort of?
I hate saying it, but it's just been – I've been very lucky with the whole situation. Like, it's been the biggest catapult in my career has been this COVID thing. So I feel like a dick saying that, but it's like been the most helpful thing for me, because I've got to meet so many people. So many people aren't doing anything. Like the Hollywood Undead guys were like, hey, yeah, let's do some Zoom sessions. We're not doing anything. We're not on tour. Let's do it. We're not making our album. Like if they're not making their album, they're on tour. Well, they weren't doing either of that at the time. So they're like, hey, let's stop on Zoom. Same thing with Travis. He was free because everybody was locked down. I got to, you know, work with so many producers because everybody was on Zoom. Like everybody was just like, yeah, sure, why not? Let's just do it. It didn't matter where they were at. So it just has really helped me a lot. We really got to kind of hit the ground with the Adrenaline harder than we would have probably without the lockdown. It's just weird. It's been weird. I feel like a dick being like, yo, it's been so helpful to me because it's been so awful for everybody else.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you're in this studio right there, and I heard, are you going to play a song?
Yes. Oh. If you would love, I cannot.
No, I want to hear this. So, yeah.
Yeah. We'll play Adrenaline. And, yeah. That's good.
Is there other guys in there with you? Or do I have to sing, too?
That's my man. Do you want to?
No, I don't.
I can give you a plane ticket. You can come back down here. We can do this interview together. You can sing the hook.
No, I'm good. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good.
I think we're all better for it.
But the offer's there. The offer's on the table. After the intro. All right.
Good. Can you hear us?
Yeah. All my life I've drowned in adrenaline. Now my blood runs slow like a sedative. Wake up past noon and it's settled in. Please help me up, I don't wanna lay down. So help me get myself back up. I don't wanna lay down, down, down. Help me get myself back up. I don't wanna lay down. I feel the pain in my reflection. I wanna get away, so I just step inside. I feel more alone when I have extra eyes always staring at me. I wanna feel numb. Give me Novocaine for everyone else. Sick of staying in house. I need home for myself. To be alone, I can tell. You don't know how I felt. I had to let go of you just to get hold of myself. Because I couldn't get up out of bed in the morning. I sleep for 12, I'll be away for 12. I can't decide on which is even more important. Get home ahead of 1 to 10 to get up. I'm not even sure I'm well fed it today. So ask no lie, I've ascended, I'm fine. At the same time as false, I've said I'm okay. I don't need your sympathetic remarks. They're different from when you shoot shots in the dark. Aiming for something you don't know is there. And hoping you'll pinpoint the target is hard. I don't mean to be rude, but you never walked a single day in my shoes. And act like you know what it's like to be in one act. All my life I'm drowning in adrenaline. Now my blood runs slow like a sedative. Wake up past noon and it's settled in. Please help me up, I don't wanna lay down. So help me get myself back up. I don't wanna lay down, down, down. Help me get myself back up. I don't wanna lay down. Hold me up if I ever drown. No turning back, facing my doubts. The pain in your eyes, no need to say how. It started the second that you let me drown. All my life I've drowned in adrenaline. Now my blood runs slow like a sedative. Wake up past noon and it's settled in. Please help me up, I don't wanna lay down. So help me get myself back up. I don't wanna lay down, down, down. Help me get myself back up. I don't wanna lay down.
Nice job, dude.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, watching that, the only thing I can think of is how bad do you want to get back on a stage?
It would be nice if the September tours do end up happening.
Yeah, that would be good. What gets your adrenaline pumping besides going on stage?
It's not going to be the answer you want, but I just watch runway shows all day when they come out. That's it. I just watch, like, when Matt Williams, like, was premiering his Givenchy line, and that's what I get excited. That's what I get excited for. So
I don't even know what a runway show is. What is that?
Yeah, you do. It's like when they do their, like, there's like the spring, summer, and the fall, winter lines of like these fashion houses, and they do their runways. They're normally ridiculous. Like, you didn't see the Louis Vuitton one where the dude was wearing like a whole city?
I did not see that. No.
Look, I'll send it to you. You'll enjoy it. It's supposed to be like non-wearable fashion. We'll get into it later. I'll tell you more about it in person.
I've done a lot of interviews and no one's ever brought up runway shows before.
That's what I'm saying. People don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it.
Do you have a wild wardrobe?
Yeah. I need to stop. I got to stop buying stuff. It's not good for me.
Well, it looks like you're taking a page out of my book there with your black t-shirt and tattoos and everything. So
yeah. So this is a guy named Warren Lotus who designed this shirt. He's my favorite designer. You can check him out. I'll send it to you too. Just let me know. If you want to just DM me, like, hey, send me all the stuff that you said to send. I'll do it.
So I guess, would you want your music played at runway shows?
Yeah, I just kind of want to, like, be friends with, like, this guy, Matt Williams and Virgil. if you know that is. That's what I was trying. I'm just trying to be. You know, I mean.
Now I just think you're pulling my leg. I'm not sure.
God, Jerry Lorenzo. I love that guy. There's a lot of good guys. Demna, a lot of good dudes.
All I could think of is Zoolander. That's all I can really think of.
No, we're not getting into the Zoolander, but but it's cool. Hey, if that's as long as you think of something, I'm not talking to no one here.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I heard you talking to the guys about golf and stuff before we got on. Do you do anything like that?
I can play basketball pretty well, but golf is and ping pong. That's like my game. If you know anybody who is good at ping pong, and I'm in your city, please hit me up. That's cool. My game. That's where my competitiveness lies.
All right. Well, there's been a few things we've unveiled today, which I wasn't expecting. So, well, listen, dude, thanks so much for the time. Good luck here in 2021. If You Don't Save Yourself is out. And, of course, all the projects you got now, I'm going to have to DM you. Maybe you'll have to secretly tell me who these other projects you are working with.
Yeah, sure. Well, DM me. I'll tell you off offline.
All right, Zero, cheers. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
There you go. Another fine installment of the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. That guy is really interesting. I can hardly wait to hear what the big bands he's working with and the big time rappers. So I'll have to DM him, I guess, on the Twitter machine or something like that. Hey, by the way, you can find me on social media at Meltdown WRIF on my Facebook and my Twitter, WRIF Meltdown on the old Instagram. So if you get a chance, check that out. In the meantime, I'm not exactly sure what's happening as far as I do have some irons in the fire as far as interviews coming up here shortly, but I can't say anything yet. But yeah, we're going to start to ramp things up here, especially with the band starting to maybe put on some shows. We'll see what happens. I know we announced our special festival here in Detroit, which is coming up in mid-September. So maybe that's a sign of good things to come. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, thank you so much for checking out Talkin' Rock. Until we do it again next time.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.